But there's also another one world, part of the one world system, and that is the one party. The one party. If you there was a day in America when you said Republican, it did not mean the same thing as if you said Democrat. Did you know that the fact that our parties are homogenized is a part of pointing to the end time before our Lord returns? You say, what do you mean? Say what I mean. You can put Senator Percy and Senator Kennedy both in a bag. Now, there's a good start. Put them both in a bag, shake them up, and take your pick. There's not that much difference in their ideologies and philosophies. One's Republican, one's a Democrat. Why? Because the one-party system is pointing toward the end of the age. You take Governor Rockefeller and Senator Humphrey. One's Republican, one's a Democrat. Blindfold yourself and let somebody else read their speeches, and you won't know which speech belongs to which man. You take ex-Governor Stratton of Pennsylvania and Senator Muskie, and you take their philosophies and their ideologies, and you will find that they're actually of the same persuasion. What did I say? I'm saying that we have basically a one-party system in this country. Though some are called Republicans and some are called Democrats, the truth is we basically have a one-party system. Why? Because the Republicans have become like the Democrats. Why? So they can be in favor with the people, majority. A one-party system. Pointing to the one-world system. Number three. The one world government. The one world government. The Bible speaks in Revelation chapter 13 about a man who's going to come and unite, I think, Europe and the Western nations, and one day we'll have a one world government. It is no surprise to see United Nations, and by the way, I personally have no doubt in my mind, but that one of the darkest days in American history was the day that we decided to be a part of the United Nations. United Nations, the term United Nations has become like Christmas and motherhood and peace. We just say it's good because it's got the word united in it. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know tonight there are more nations in the United Nations that are far seating Red China than there are nations against seating Red China? Do you know tonight that the pendulum of power has swung toward the acceptance of Red China in the place of National China in the United Nations? Did you know we subscribe ourselves to be loyal to an institution that is godless and built by godless nations? You know that doesn't please God Almighty? But what's happening is this. We are plunging headlong toward a world system of a one-world government. And that one world government will be headed up by the Antichrist, the man of sin, and we ought to be very careful in our election and our voting that we vote for people that are for de-emphasis of centralized power rather than for centralized power.